listening to Every Moment with Errol Lee. We believe that every moment deserves a better story, and on this podcast, we tell those stories. Here's your host, Errol Lee.
Everybody, how's it going? This is Errol E, and we are live with Every Moment with Errol E. And today we have an amazing guest, and her name is Michelle Watson. Now, before we introduce Michelle, right, I want to just give a backstory. How did I found Michelle Watson? Well, with me, I love looking at different YouTube creators and just finding interesting people on YouTube. And I landed on her YouTube page. We'll go over a little bit on what video that I landed on that really intrigued me. But who is Michelle Watson, right? Michelle Watson is a video content strategist. She helps entrepreneurs tell their story with video, build their authority online, and start and grow their own YouTube. She works alongside top marketers in YouTube marketing and manages accounts of high-level service-based business owners. Michelle believes, and I really love this, that she believes that when one wins, we all win. Her goal is to help people share more of their truth so others will be encouraged to do the same. She does this through one-to-one content strategy sessions, brand video creation, and overall account management. You can find her on social media talking about content creation, storytelling, video editing, and YouTube. And you can see her bio in the description. So let's take a little bit. Let's actually look at some of her work that she has done, and then we'll introduce Miss Michelle Watson.
There's two ways to approach your brand. Right. One way is to stuff it with frequent, content, right, so that people remember that you exist. But the only thing I don't like about that is that it's implying that you won't be remembered unless you're constantly there. Mm-hmm. And I feel like good work doesn't need that.
Hashtag the hustle is dead. Because we put in the work last year, right? Now it's time to bloom. So how do you do that? You have to step out of your comfort zone.
So it really comes down to you being confident with yourself, and you are confident with yourself when you figure out what your why is and you stick to it.
Stop allowing people to write your story for you.
The vision you have was given to you directly from God.
There is nothing that will ever come your way that you can't handle. You were built for this.
Who's boss?
I'm boss.
Remember, stay focused and every minute matters
and your fees are the average.
Awesome. Miss Michelle Watson, so how are you doing today?
I am doing good. How are you?
I am doing good, doing good. It's chilly outside a little bit, but
I love it. Is it snowing where you are?
No, it's not snowing where I am, which is
I love
which is good.
It. I love the
is
snow.
Is it snowing where you are?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
I'm happy.
Oh, is it a lot of snow or just like a dusting?
It's enough to fill the cars. The street is clear, but the cars are covered. So,
okay.
I'm happy enough. What'd you say?
Can you make a snowball out of it?
Yeah, if I go out, with the snow in the cars. Yep.
All right, there you go. Try to launch something at someone. Awesome. Yeah. Well, yeah, I used to love snow when I was a kid. And those things, no. I dashed. You got a shovel, you got a. Not for me anymore.
I get it. I get it.
Awesome. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for coming out. If anyone is watching, you can definitely leave comments, throw those comments in the chat. But let's dive on in. We're going to do a quick icebreaker round. So you mentioned, and this really caught my attention in one of your videos, and that is small wins. What does that mean to you?
So small wins are, you know, anything but the all of the achievement things. So, like, you know, the things that people put on Instagram, you know, social media, like the I'm getting married or I'm having a baby or I just made X amount of dollars in my business. Small wins are like all of the little things that help you along the way to achieving those bigger things. So it's like, you know, I drank all my water for the day, you know, or I didn't blow up at somebody the way that I would had, you know, just kind of things that we overlook, you know, that we don't place a lot of importance on. But I think it is important to count all of our blessings, count all of our wins, just as much as we do the big extravagant goals.
Yep, I agree. Count all those small achievements, those small wins in your life. And that goes a long way because, you know, you can hit the big goals, but it's that journey along the way that got
journey.
You there. You
know, yes.
You
yes.
can't go from this to this like that. There's those small steps that you have to take.
Absolutely.
Now, since being a YouTuber, a video content strategist, you know, you meet so many people, but I want to know, what celebrities have you met?
That is an interesting question. So I guess it would depend on what you would mean as a celebrity. So, I mean, I've met a lot of like my favorite, like just my favorite influencers on like social media. Mm-hmm. So I've met David Shands is like a celebrity to me. In the video, if you saw that video, I met Alex Wolf. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if she's a celebrity, but I am just, you know, I'm in love with her. I met, I got to shoot a little bit with Kim, her name is Kim. She's from Living Single. It's either Kim Coles or Kim Fields. Okay, Kim I'm like, Fields. It's one of those two.
Oh, yes.
Kim Fields, like, that was, like, so crazy when you see, like, that. Like, it was just crazy. I cannot.
Now, was you starstruck? Like, you're like, oh, my gosh, you're a Kim Fields from Living Single.
It was very like, oh my gosh, like, do you know who you are? But it in the moment, it was very like, everything just went so fast. Like, right. I was doing a conference, King Ashley, if you guys know who that is, she hosted the conference, and then Kim was a speaker at the conference. So my mentor, which is Brandon Dixon, I was shooting with him, and he was like, come on, like, let's go, you know, you're going to go shoot Kim Fields. So, you know, I'm just like going along, like, I don't even really have a chance to like really process what everything that's going on. Like, they just said that she wanted some shots for her website or whatever it is that she was working on. So I was in work mode. So I got, you know, straight down to business, but it was very like weird, like, oh my gosh. And she's very like, you know, the person that you would think, you know, that you would see on TV. Uh-huh. She's very like, you know, bubbly and very, very much like that in real life. So it was really cool meeting her.
Nice. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, like I met a few as well. And it's just like, it's just amazing just to see, like, you know, they're regular people, you know.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to be like nervous. Like it is stars. Like if
I you are like, oh, when you five, when you first like, see them, you're like, oh my gosh, like it's yeah. you. But yep. Yeah, she was just she was very, you know, regular, you know, goofy and has the same, you know, thing, has the same, worries about the same things that we do. So a lot of like times when I'm working with clients, like they are worried about, you know, what they look like and if their makeup is right and, you know, they don't want, you know, their stomach hanging out and this and that. And it was the same thing, you know, with her. So very much a regular.
Nice. You know, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, and I'm really glad that you are achieving your goal and you're meeting those connections and you're in your field with that. Now, I want to talk about something, and I was trying to figure out, man, what questions could I ask you? And I was going to your YouTube page. And I'm scrolling, I'm like, all right, what'll be interesting? And then I landed on quitting school. And I was like, quitting school? And I clicked on it and I watched it and I was like, wow, this will be something great to talk about. Now, before we dive into why you quit school, I want to tell everyone this, do not quit school. Don't just quit school and be like, well, Errol told me, I saw Michelle, she quit. No, don't quit school. Stay in school. Education is great. But let's take a look at those like one-offs who quit school. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio, Oscar winner. He dropped out of school after his junior year and started studying at a free local drama center instead. Jennifer Lawrence, Hunger Games, right? She ended her formal education at the age of 14, dropped out of middle school. She doesn't even have a GED or a diploma. She explained in a 60-minute interview that she is self-educated, aka YouTube University, if that was a thing back then. Walt Disney, you know, famous Disney company. He dropped out of high school at 16, and Microsoft's own Bill Gates dropped out of Harvard 2 years into his college education to start Microsoft. Now, those are one-offs where people had an idea to, you know what, maybe school's not for me. Let me do this. Let me see where this idea, this dream goes. And I would just love to hear your story on like what led you to quit school and how did that all come about?
Yeah, so let me first clear up that I quit school. I was in a doctoral program. So I did go to college. I did get my master's and I was working on a PhD. And this, the reason why it was so tough to quit was because I was so married to the idea of being Dr. Watson, you know, Michelle Watson, PhD, you know, I was so married to that idea. And but when I was in school, you know, I just kind of realized that I was just like, what am I doing? Like, I don't even know what I'm going to do after this. You know, when you make it that far in school, it's like, you know, the careers that that most people are going into is a career of doing research or being a college professor or doing both. And I was just like, I'm not doing that. That's not my passion. That's not what I want to do. And so just as I got further and further into school, it was just like, this isn't really leading me to a path to where I feel fulfilled. Of course, I loved the topic. I was in school. I got my master's in child development, family studies, and I was in my doctorate program was in public health. So things that I was like really, really interested in and still am interested in, it's just that particular path was not, it wasn't taking me where I wanted to go. It wasn't fulfilling me. I remember at the time where I was thinking about, you know, like seriously thinking about dropping out, I was like looking at old journal entries and I could see over and over again, like I was saying, I hate school. Like, I don't want to be here. I want to drop out. And I didn't realize it until I had went back and looked at those journal entries. Like, this is a pattern that this is a thought, you know, a pattern that keeps happening, that keeps coming up for me. So I really need to address that. I know a little bit later, we'll talk about how I got into doing what I'm doing now, but I was just really into YouTube at that, like right before I went into my doctoral program. And then it kind of spiraled from there. One of the girls in my cohort is a filmmaker, like professional, like she's done film. She's a documentary maker. And she's also worked in the beauty industry, I guess, overseas. So right. she's like, you know, just very like, you know, into the industry. And she kind of exposed me to some different things. And I ended up having a like class project where it was like, where basically I got to make a video. And this is my first time, like, besides messing around with my, you know, my webcam and all that. This is where I got to rent equipment from like the school.
There you go. Yep. Same here.
So this is my first time like getting my hands on something, on like some real equipment and not like my phone or something. Mm-hmm. And I was just like in love from there. And I just couldn't get it out of my head. So it was just like, I'm going to quit. Oh, and the one thing, I probably would have stayed in it and try, even though, mind you, I was like failing. Like I was, you have to take certain exams. I was failing. I failed the exams. Like but I probably would have stayed in it if it wasn't for the money that college costs, like, or not even college, but a graduate degree. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because it like, It is not a joke. And if you really don't want to be there, like, don't, like, it's 20, like, I'm in debt $20,000 for a degree that I didn't finish. And I'm like, okay, we got to cut it because I can't. So yeah, that's kind of how it, that's a little bit about that story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, like, you know, some people have like this goal, this dream, that this fire inside of them, like, you know, school, while it's awesome, you know, you meet your contacts, you get educated. If that's not something, or maybe the degree that you're in or the program that you're in, if that's not for you, it's okay to take a step back. It's okay to reassess and say, you know what, this is not for me. Let me try something that I love, something that I get joy out of, and see how that works. And if mm-hmm. it works, great. If not, you know, you can always go back to school. You know, school is always going to be there. Mm-hmm. Education is always going to be there. You can always educate yourself, mm-hmm. whether it be in school, outside of school, on YouTube, you name it. We have so much things now that we can educate ourselves with, where there's no more excuses. You know, library's closed, but you got the internet. You know, internet might be down, but you got some books somewhere. You know, there's many different ways you can educate yourself. So mm-hmm. you know, like, don't feel bad.
And I'll say, don't, you know, it's okay if one dream that you have is deferred it's like a shattered dream. Like, it's like you come to that wall and you're like, man, I was really trying to, you know, get my PhD, and I'm the first in my family to go to college, and you know, you have this dream you know in your head, but sometimes God is like trying to lead you somewhere else. Yeah. So you have to be open and flexible and willing to let go of the the thing you had in your mind and be open to something new, something like, forget, you know, me now, forget that PhD. Like, I'm living my best life. I'm so, so happy, so fulfilled. Like, everything is like 10 times better. And I had no idea that this is what I'd be doing. So right. Be open to new possibilities.
Yes. Be open to new possibilities. And you know, if you have that goal, you have that dream, try it, you know, try it. Because I forgot, I was listening to a motivational talk and they said, you know, your dreams, you're lying on your deathbed and your dreams are there. And they're like, why are you taking me to the grave? Why? You had all this potential while you're living and now you're just thinking about it and stuff. So, you know, if you have that fire, that passion, and you know you can do it, give it a try and go from there. But what was that turning point? You mentioned you watched a little bit of YouTube and stuff, but what really got you interested in filming and filmmaking?
That's another interesting question. I feel like ever since I was a kid, I've been really interested in just movies, you know, TV, and not like, I guess every kid likes to watch TV, but for me, like I like will watch something over and over again. I'm pretty much studying it. Like, you know, the actors, how they interact and how the film is shot. And I think I've always, you know, subconsciously been interested in filmmaking and content creation and all those things. And then in college, like early undergrad years, I went natural. So I had, you know, I had my relaxer and then I decided to go natural. And so YouTube was really big, you know, back then for the natural hair community, you know, it was all kind of popping, you know, natural hair gurus on YouTube. Yep. And it kind of spiraled from there. It was like, I'm like, oh, like this YouTube thing, I'm into it. And I found all these other creators and, you know, the more and more, it took years, but the more and more that I watched YouTube, I'm like, I want to do this. Like, I want to do what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And then I finally created my YouTube channel in 2016. Wasn't consistent with it. I was really, you know, trying things out. But I was loving it. Then, like I said, I met my friend who was in my cohort, introduced me more into it. So that's how it kind of just like one thing leads to the other, leads to the other. How I got into actually like what I'm doing now is I had quit school. And I was also I didn't have a job. Like I was working a student job at that time. So they were like, okay, well you can continue to working for the until the end of the year. After that, like you gotta go because you're not a student anymore. So I don't know. I was online and I followed Brandon Dixon, which is Brandon Shot Me on Instagram, and he's a videographer, so I really didn't think much of it. I'm just like, oh, this guy's cool, like let me, you know, I could probably learn some things from him, you know, I'm interested in YouTube, so you know, let me see what, you know, what he's talking about. And he mentioned a course called Shooters Camp. Mm-hmm. And I took the course and this is 2019. And ever since then, like in that course, he teaches you how to not only how to shoot, how to like the basics of photography, videography, how to edit, all of those things. But he teaches you how to run a business. And so at that time, I didn't have a job. I was applying for jobs, but I couldn't get no jobs. Mm-hmm. And he was teaching me the business. So I started charging people and I'm still doing it today. So,
so that definitely, so Shooters Camp definitely led to a lot of great things. And And I saw your post. I hope that's not true, that he's going to close down Shooter Camp.
That's what it looks like. It's been a while since I got a chance to talk to him, but I mean, that's what it says. It says this is the last class. Like, I really need to talk to him, because I'm like, okay, well, if not Shooter's Camp, then what? Like, right. What are we going to do? So yeah, if you guys are listening to this in time, definitely, like, when I tell you that Shooter's Camp changed my life and was like the best experience, like one of the best experiences I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, we definitely need to keep Shooter's Camp alive. So literally look that up and bombard with emails and be like, please keep this alive. What can we do to help and support? Do that, you know. Now Shooter's Camp taught you filming, taught you how to run your own business. So what is that like, owning your own business? You mentioned like you learn to, like, you know, charge people. Now, I know, even from myself, when I started my own business, I was like, I'm nervous. I don't know, when should I charge? Am I good enough? So take us through that journey of owning your own business. And with pricing, because it's like, you own your own business, you got your business license. Now you got to figure out pricing and equipment and insurance and,
oh man,
everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. Like, entrepreneurship, owning your own business, it will really teach you a lot about yourself. It's like, you know, it's one of the best, like, personal development things that you could ever do. Definitely deal with, like, imposter syndrome, and figuring out what to charge people is really, really hard when you're first starting out, because you're like, I'm just starting out, and, you know, I don't have a lot of experience, and I don't have a resume, and it's so weird too. I talk to people who still struggle with pricing, and I'm like, well, how many? So, for example, like, if you do weddings, I'm like, well, how many weddings have you done? And my friend said, I've done 16. I'm like, what you mean? You know, you've done 16 weddings. Like, you're like, charge whatever you want to charge. But yeah, I mean, I still struggle with it. I was talking to a mentor the other day, and she was just like, girl, like, that ain't it. So pricing is tough. But what advice can I give on that? Like, definitely look and see, like, what the competition is doing, like, or, you know, what is the average, you know, going rate for, and then charge more. Just go ahead and add more. Like, just go ahead and put a little bit more on top, because whatever you're thinking, like, in your head, like, okay, I'm thinking maybe this price would be good. Put another 50, another 100, another stack on top of that.
Yeah, double it. And you know.
Double it. You know, depending on, you know, where you're at. Like, I would say just, and here's the other thing too, like, you're going to learn. So entrepreneurship is like, it's ups and downs, and you learn so much about yourself. Like, every client that you get, every interaction that you have, it's an opportunity to learn more about yourself and how you want to run your business too. That's another thing. I'll get to that in a second, but always be kind of like revising things. And I pretty much I raise my prices every time I get a new client, because with every client, I learn something different, and I learn, like, okay, This takes a lot more effort. This takes a lot more energy.
Yep.
So I need to charge more. And then you also, you get better, you get faster. You, you learn, like, you know, you put systems in place. Like when you're first starting out, you just kind of do things on the fly. But the further you get into your journey, you'll realize like, okay, I need to get some SOPs, some standard operating procedures. I need to get a system. I need to automate some stuff. Might need to outsource some stuff. So, you know, you
can't do it all.
You learn these different things on your journey, but also want to say that the journey is yours. Like, it's so hard. Like, social media is just, it's a two sides to it, right? Like, it can be so dope with, like, you know, this social media is pretty much how we met. You know, I've been able to meet so many people and even like work opportunities from social media, but it can also be tough because you're comparing yourself to other people and, you know, you're looking at their how they're running their business and you think, well, maybe I need to do it like how they do it. But just know that, like, your business is your business. And if you want to do something a certain way that is not necessarily what other people do, it's fine to do that. Like, always follow your heart, follow your intuition, and do, you know, what you're being called to do, what you're being led to do. So, and also those small wins too. Make sure that you're celebrating small wins along the way.
Yep. Celebrating those small wins. You want to make sure that everything is good. I 100% agree with you there. So now, I don't know why I'm super excited about this one question, but how I found your video, and it was through I was looking up different YouTube creators and then finding stuff on like Black owned small businesses, and I landed on this video. I'm in tech as well. So I love technology, and I love seeing like technology companies helping people of color. And I would just love to hear about the Grow with Google, the Black Small Business Meetup. What was that like?
That was really fun. So that they did that for Black History Month. So it was in DC, and I'm in Pittsburgh. So it's like DC is not that far from me. You know, it's just a little drive away. But me and my friend, we actually took the bus there. And it wasn't a very long bus ride. First of all, Grow with Google. If you're not familiar with it, definitely look it up. They have the Google Digital Coaches program, which are, you know, they have coaches in various different cities all over the country who are they're hired to help small business owners, and they're all minority. So they're all Black and brown men and women, business owners, very successful business owners, who provide resources and free classes. So before the whole, you know, this whole pandemic thing, there would be live classes that you could go to, you could network. So now everything's transitioned to online, but I would definitely say, like, go look that up, the Google Digital Coaches, and see if they have any in your city. And they're always adding new cities, you know, frequently. So definitely look that up. But the Black Small Business Meetup in DC, it was really fun. My coach, the Pittsburgh coach, Kashira, she was speaking, and my friend wanted to go and see her, and I wanted to see her too. So we both went, and it was fun. It was like a full day of just Black people in one room, all business owners, all just, you know, say, you know, on the same mindset. Like, I got to meet a lot of cool people. Right. You know, people that I still follow and, you know, keep up with them and their businesses. It was just so, like, it was, they fed us good. there were a lot of really good lessons and lectures on tech and on how to make your website work. And I think it's called design thinking. So basically how to like develop a product or a service. It was just really good. Like I got a lot of good notes and, you know, we talked about SMART goals and set some goals at that time. And it was fun. It was fun. Right. Definitely check that out. Check that blog out.
Nice. Like yeah, I think that's great that, like, you know, tech companies are bringing creators out there to like come together and join in together on the different things. But that's just really cool, being able to, and I watched a video and it was just cool to see the panel.
And yeah, the panels were really good.
Yeah, and they're talking about their businesses. Like what really intrigued me was a lot of people had product owned business, but only one person was a service business. I think it was the lady with the curly hair, I want to say.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, the main, there was the digital coaches. They had sessions throughout the day. And then there was like a big like panel at the end. And they just invited, I guess, entrepreneurs. And a lot of those businesses were service based. I know two, like it was, I remember it was like two women and one guy. I don't know. It was a lot of service based, but I mean, product based. But they were also, you know, service based. I think most of the Google digital coaches are service based. So, right. but what I'm saying is like the conference, it was whatever you had, whatever bit type of business you had, you were able to come and get a lot of like good information.
Nice. Now, what was the information that you got there? Are you applying it now to your business, whether that maybe they might have talked about SEO or like better tips and tricks for emails, things like that for email marketing. Like, have you applied what you learned there to now?
It's definitely like on my mind. So two things. One was the design thinking. I think that's what it's called, design thinking. So it was basically just thinking of different ways to develop something, to develop a product or service. And the example that they used was, I'm not going to get it right. But I still think about that training. So the example that they used was like, you start with like a skateboard and think of this as your product or your service. You start with like a skateboard and then you move up to like a scooter and then you move up to a bike and then you move up to a car, you know, whatever it is. And you kind of, you start to develop these different like iterations and that, you know, you want to create your product, like creating your product or service, you need to, it has to make sense. So like you wouldn't get, like, I don't know, for example, like say, like you wouldn't give a child a car, right? Like if they wanted to go up the street to visit their friend or something, you wouldn't get them a car. You would most likely get them a skateboard or a scooter or a bike or something. So it's just like being very intentional and strategic about what you plan to offer and, you know, just what the market needs. So I think I think about that example a lot whenever I'm creating different products, because for example, with YouTube, I help people with YouTube. People are at different stages of the journey and not everybody is going to really understand. Like I can go all in on video editing and all in on, you know, the camera equipment, all that stuff. But for some people, they're not there. Like that's not what really what they're looking for. They just want something simple. Like teach me how to do it on my phone. Like I already have this thing. Like, can we just do it from here? So that's one thing that I think about. Another thing is definitely they talked about website, how to optimize your website and how to Google Analytics. So I have various like different websites that I use, but for 2021, I'm going to be working on doing like a whole website launch. And so in the future, I'll definitely be using some of those things to, you know, monitor my website and look at the analytics and stuff like that. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, I use like the Google Analytics as well. So that does help seeing where traffic is being what people are searching, the traffic, the clicks on your website. You've been good here, then it trickles down and goes up,
right?
Man, like the stock market. You never know. But yeah, those are some great tools as well. But challenges now. What are the challenges of being a content creator? Because, you know, you just mentioned some of them might just have a phone and that's it. Like, what are the challenges? Because a lot of us might think, I don't have the right gear. I don't have the right lighting. I don't have the right platform. But there's probably 100,000 other things, too, that people are thinking of. But what are some of the challenges of being a content creator?
I think the biggest challenge is probably our mindset, how we approach things. So something that I teach, especially if you want to be a good editor, but basically if you want to be a good content creator, you have to have problem solving skills. Okay, like when you're a content creator, like there's always going to be something that you don't know or something that goes wrong or like, for example, the other day, like I was trying to get some footage of me. I was trying to take pictures for Instagram, right? So I got my phone. I mean, I got my camera set up to take pictures, but I also have my phone here and I'm trying to like record myself taking pictures and, you know, I'm just trying to get additional content, right? My phone, like the storage was like running out and it wasn't like it. I thought I was recording and it wasn't recording. And you're going to run into things like this. Like there's always going to be something where, you know, you thought you were recording and you weren't, or you don't have the right software to do the thing you want to do. You know, when you're editing, you don't have the right equipment to achieve the look that you're trying to achieve. There's always going to be something that is going to kind of hinder you or get you stuck. But you have to have the problem solving skills to be like, okay, well, how can I get around this? Or how can I improve this for next time? Or how, you know, what can I do? Like you have to really like content creation is a whole like job, like it's a whole craft. So you really need to immerse yourself into like how to make good content. The actual craft and the skill of it, practicing it, you know, and being patient with yourself and not, you know, trying to be perfect on, you know, the first try. Like I'm telling you, there are so many videos or pictures or whatever it may be that have not seen the light of day because they just didn't work out. Like, you know, they didn't get finished, or I thought I was recording and I wasn't. And like I said, there's always going to be something that will try to stop you. But like I said, you got to have that mindset to be like, okay, well, I'm not going to let this stop me. I'm going to figure out another way and we're just going to keep it moving. Like it's good. And this is like my favorite saying is like, that's good enough. That's fine. That's good enough. Put it, send, publish, like it's fine.
Yep. That is so true. that is so true. I'm glad you said problem solving because, I mean, you may have caught it, but my screen went black. But, you know, I didn't stop this broadcast. You know, I kept going. You know, I switched to my computer while I focused now on you while you was talking. Then I was able to plug it back in. And now we're good to go with the camera right there. So,
and you like can't, you don't like, I struggle with this too. Like I'll be in the moment, like I will have done something and like, oh, you know, if the camera went out, you know, you do your best to like try to put on a happy face and get through it, but don't, you know, beat yourself up afterwards either. Mm-hmm. Like that's something that I would do. If I would like, I know like this whole broadcast or whatever it is, like this is going south, this sucks, this is terrible, and when I get off I'm like beating myself up, like damn near wanting to cry because I'm like, this isn't what I wanted or this isn't how I envisioned it. And it's okay, like it's okay.
It's okay,
it'll be fine.
It would definitely be fine. I agree with you. What would you say to any up and coming content creators out there who is looking at Michelle Watson and, you know, they're like, man, she is amazing. She's doing her thing. She's doing it. Like what advice would you give to them?
I would say, I would just say, like, don't think too much. Don't overthink it. Like, just do it. Like forget perfection. You're going to get better over time. You're going to learn things. You know, you're going to fail, and then you'll learn, and then you'll get better. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And also be yourself, like try your best to really, really just be yourself and like be your, and create things that you want to create. I'll tell you, like, if you, there's going to be a burning desire in you until you do that thing. Like just how it was when I was quitting school. And even today, there's still things where I'm like, I want to create YouTube videos like this. And I'm trying so hard to like be perfect and to kind of do what most people do, which is, so just to give you an example with my channel, I was thinking about separating them into one channel being like YouTube and video tips and, you know, this whole video niche. But on the other hand, like, I really have a desire to create lifestyle content. Like, I don't know, like workout videos or like vlogs or like just stuff about my life that really doesn't involve like the camera and stuff. And right. I've been, you know, battling with this thing for so long. Mm-hmm. And it just has gotten to a point where like, everything is out the window. Like, I just have to do what feels good to me. Like, I just have to do like what's on my heart and not worry about, it's not, you know, packaged in the right way or, you know, if I put this video up and this video up, people might get confused. And like, forget the rules, you know, like there are rules when it comes to content creation.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain rules. You know, I'm trying to think of something. I can't think of anything, but you know, when it comes to like the music you use or the fonts you use or the style and the way you edit, there are certain rules, but forget them rules.
Yep.
And really, really just do what you want to do and play. Like if you're a content creator, I'm hoping that you're doing it because it's something that you really are really, really like to do and that you're really interested in. So if you just change your mindset and think about like, I get to play with my toys all day long and get paid for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, think about it like that. Like, and there's always going to be parts of the job that you don't like, regardless of, you know, what you do, regardless.
Yeah.
But always you know, keep that keep in mind, like, you know, why you're doing this, why you started it, why you love it, why you enjoy it. And just create from your heart.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Create from your heart. Yeah, that is definitely a takeaway right there. Create from your heart, you know, do what you love, create from your heart and let it be honest.
Yes.
So that's amazing. All right. Now we're going to wrap up, but before we do, we're going to wrap up with like a fun game activity. So here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. So what is the best piece of advice you've gotten?
That's tough. The best piece of advice that I've gotten. I don't know. My thing right now is like just getting close to God.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the best advice I guess would be to get closer to God, to pray, to, you know, and knowing that, that I'm not perfect. I'm a human being and I'm not God. And just that, I don't know if this is advice, but this is just something that comforts me, is just that knowing that God is always with me, like no matter what, you know, and he's always supporting me and he's always proud of me. And yeah.
Oh, that makes me happy. So true. Yes, God is there. God is there. God is with us. God is comforting us.
He's got his hand on everything. He's in control. Yeah. I can't do nothing without my Lord and Savior.
Amen. There you go. So, who would you want to portray your life?
That's a good question. I think that people have told me that I look kind of like Sanaa Lathan.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take her. I mean, I would take me along. yeah, I don't know who, like the young, I'm trying to think of like young people. There's this girl from Grand Army.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch that on Netflix, black girl, beautiful. I'll take her too.
Awesome. So what is your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure? I mean, I don't know. Probably, I mean, TV, you know, like watching. I mean, I do like to watch like reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's like guilty, I mean, I love watching TV in general. So I'm like, you know, how Netflix has all the old shows that are on, yep. like One on One and Girlfriends and Moesha, and like I just I'm content, you know, with that. Nice. So,
yeah. So I'm glad you brought that up, because the next question is there an upcoming movie you're excited to see?
Upcoming movie. I don't know. I don't know what's coming out. But TV, like series, upcoming. Oh, American Horror Story is coming. I'm so sad that it wasn't, because, you know, normally it's on, if you watch it, normally it's on, you know, around Halloween time. And because of like COVID and stuff, you know, I guess they had to push things back. But I hear that it is on its way, season 10, I think. So I'm really excited for that.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff coming out.
Like, what movies are you?
So I recently saw Jingle Jangle. That was a good movie. If you're into Christmas musicals, it's good.
I don't know about the musical thing, but
no, the music is dope. Like, you definitely gotta watch.
It's good.
Like, literally, I'm like sitting there watching. I'm like, and then when the music came, I'm like, yo, this is catchy. This is really catchy.
I know also on Netflix is like Debbie Allen's, something, the Chocolate Nutcracker or something.
Yep.
I'm interested in watching that too. That looks pretty good.
Yeah, and there's the last movie that Chadwick Boseman was in with, oh my gosh, I feel bad. I gotta look up her name. I feel bad. It is... It is Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. That's the movie I definitely want to see.
I've heard that Chad's last movie was coming out, but I didn't know like what the movie was about or anything like that.
Yeah, it's with Viola Davis. So
okay,
they're saying like that's gonna be Oscar winner right there. so looking forward to that. So now two more questions. Now, what is your favorite type of gear that you like or that you own?
Equipment, like I mean, my camera probably is like the best, you know, thing. I don't really have a lot of gear. I have a Canon M50, you know, I think a lot of, you know, it's a very beginner friendly camera. But other than that, I mean, I don't really have a lot of equipment. I guess also if you like my background, I've been trying to like spruce it up. I started with the divider, and then I added the flowers, and I think I want to get like some like different color light bulbs to go in this lamp so I can like have like different colors, you know, playing.
There you go.
So definitely the camera. And then what can I use to enhance my set too? So, I mean, lights obviously too, but yeah.
Awesome. And final question right here, ready? Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Oh my gosh, 10 years. I'll be almost 40. Definitely maybe like a few kids. I would really so right now I'm content creator, like, you know, I create content for social media for the most part. But in 10 years, I want to be like a full film maker. Like, I want to be Ava DuVernay. If you've ever, yeah, if you know her, right, you know, like, she didn't pick up a camera until I think like 30. I'm almost 30. So I can get, I don't know how she is now, but in 10 years, I can be on my way. So in 10 sure. years, I really want to have produced a web series or a short film, but I'm leaning like I'm leaning more towards like a series, whether it's on the web or if it's actually on TV, that would be awesome. But yeah, I would in 10 years, like I would be in a full-fledged filmmaking.
Nice. Awesome. That's awesome. You know, I believe you, you're going to do it. You're going to achieve it. So there's no
I have doubt. To now. I can't, you know, we look back on this 10 years.
That's true. That is so true. I agree. I agree. But I know you're going to do it. You know, you have a goal. You're driven. You produce already great content. And I'm really liking the interviews that you are doing now. Which Thank is you. Cool. The lady from Bali. That was awesome. I was like,
Yes, that's my girl. Like, she is so awesome. And she, that interview is just straight gem. Like, she just dropping gem after gem. Like, that interview was dope.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you, Michelle, for coming out. I want to thank everyone for watching. You know, definitely hit her up. I left all of her social medias in the description below, so you can find her on Instagram, you can find her on YouTube and on Facebook. And if you just want to let everyone know your social media handles too as well,
you can find me on all of those things, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, at Michelle Watson Video.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you, everyone, for coming out to Every Moment with Errol E. Stay safe and enjoy the holiday.
Thanks for listening to Every Moment with Errol E. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now.